second hour. So I wondered if, you know, any of you guys caught the Alex Jones antics throughout the week at the RNC. So you had a few things going on. You had this big dust up, and you can find this over on his YouTube channel, where Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks and Jones. I think this was a publicity stunt. I don't know, but it felt a little bit kind of set up to me. Cenk really looked like he got pissed at Jones and, you know, got in his face. And there's a bunch of different videos out there that you guys can see. Then you had Milo Yiannopoulos, this little, the world's most dangerous faggot from Breitbart. He calls himself that. He was banned this week for life, supposedly, by these punks over at Twitter. Now, this guy Jack from Twitter, he's buddy with D. Ray and the Black Lives Matter people. So this guy, I can't remember his last name right now, but he's a real jerk. And whether this was a psyop, I don't know, about banning Milo, this gay, for Trump. Everybody, probably you guys know who he is, any of you that are online. So you had that. You had Jones confront Charlie Rose, okay? So he had a lot going on with Jones. And then he got into it with a bunch of these commies out in front of the RNC, okay? Now, it's crazy, but I wanted to play this video, and this is from YouTuber Monograph. Now, he's an interesting, kind of a quirky guy, but Jones, basically, after he gets into it with these commies, he had this massive police escort of these, what it looked like, Ohio State Troopers, and he had a car waiting, and real just funky. And so, Mr. Producer, get clip 16 ready, a Monograph, but I want to play this. It's a few minutes long, but this whole RNC with Jones, it was really, you know, and then he's hanging out with Roger Stone, and all the Mark Levin and Roger Stone are into it. And, you know, Stone's been banned from all these mainstream outlets. And basically it looks like Stone is Trump's point man to the alternative media. And he's doing all the kind of operations to, you know, Jones and other alternative media outlets. And I've heard him on other hosts' programs. It's all really synthetic feeling, and it's so I wanted to play this one, though. Go ahead and hit clip 16.
Today, I certainly hope you're doing well. You know, there's nothing worse than someone lying to you right in your face. And then when you call them out on it, well, they just ignore you. Because you know what? In this type of situation where you have the internet, kid you not, all information can be scrubbed. Stories are changed, articles are changed, photos are changed, videos are edited, blah, 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 goes on and on. And sure, people have the right to do that as creators of their own content. Absolutely. But when you tout yourself as a news organization and you are the one creating the news for a specific narrative or a specific reaction of any sort of group out there for your own financial gain, it's not only irresponsible, it's corrupt as hell and it's disgusting. Yeah, it sure is. Now, Mr. Antonio had talked about how he had seen with his own eyes and had on footage of our favorite little friend, Alex, being whisked away in a vehicle, a waiting vehicle, but he didn't provide the footage. Monty went looking for it today. Sure did. Oh, it's the darndest thing. Yeah. Because the very first video I put up, I said it was staged. The scuffle was staged. But how did I come to that conclusion? Because I noticed in the background all of the hats bouncing up and down there, all the police, like coming in line in the distance. That's how I knew it wasn't by chance. But you see, to really relay that information to you and prove it to you, it's kind of tough, just on my word, isn't it? Even if you're my pal and you've been my pal for a very long time, it's kind of tough believing such a scenario because you're looking at all of the other options that are possible on why that were to happen. I tell you what, it's a glorious day. It sure is. Because now we have the video. The video that was put on InfoWars on the AJ channel here on YouTube, you saw, what, 3 or 4 minutes? That gave the illusion that maybe some sort of attack or situation took place because it was kind of vague. But you weren't shown all of it. Oh, no, you weren't. Intentionally. That's called manipulation and coercion. Sure is. Because the RT footage shows something entirely different where he's pressing up against the guy and the guy's like, hey, dude, you know, like, knock it off. And then he body slams him. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a buffet of information today. And here's the really nifty part. These are words and statements and actions of not only AJ himself, but Mr. Biggs. And it's the darndest thing. The police officers that were in the same footage that you saw on the Alex Jones channel are the same exact police officers that are behind them as they're planning what they're going to do on video. See what I mean? It was staged. And the link's down below. Isn't that awesome? Here's a really cool part. My team, we've ripped the hell out of that video. And we suggest that you do too. Absolutely. Rip it and flip it, baby. Yeah. Because it shows without a shadow of a doubt that this was planned in advance with police for AJ to intentionally confront them. And that's exactly what he does. And then when he doesn't get the reaction that he wants from them, he creates the reaction. And then cries and snivels about how he will turn. Oh! Give me a hug! Come on! Oh, yeah!
Good. All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer, but you get the gist of it. Yeah, I watched all that footage, the surrounding footage, and, you know, these guys hired all this private, like, SEAL spec op security, and they're up there and goes up and gets into it with some of these street-level tarred commies and gets whisked away by, like, 15 cops to a $75,000 SUV and jumps in. We're still streaming live. I mean, it's just like, really, man? It was all provocateur stuff. And the same thing with the Young Turks. He provoked them. And so it's basically creating news, alternative media news. And there's a lot of useful idiots around on both sides, but it is pretty bad. So let's see here. I wanted to get into this. This is another next news clip. Deutsche Bank, folks. A lot of people are watching Deutsche Bank. And it's contracting very quickly here. Let's hit clip two.
Tom Parfit for Express UK reports that struggling Deutsche Bank is closing 200 branches in Germany. Deutsche Bank will close 188 branches across Germany in the coming months, with 51 of them in the North Rhine-Westphalia region. The lender has been forced to implement dramatic austerity measures after share prices plummeted by a staggering 48%, making that an all-time low. It has also pulled out of 10 foreign markets, including Russia and Australia, and it's poised to cut around 3,000 full-time jobs.
Oh, there we go.
Earlier this year, Wolfgang Schäuble, Germany's finance minister, claimed he had no concerns about Deutsche Bank's plunging share prices. And co-CEO John Kreien insisted, quote, Deutsche Bank remains absolutely rock solid, given our strong capital and risk position. But financial expert Max Kaiser has poured cold water on their claims, saying the bank is technically insolvent and runs a, quote, Ponzi scheme, end quote. Speaking on Russian Today's Kaiser report, he added, quote, the bank needs to go out of business because they are not solvent.
All right, you can stop it there. Well, now, everybody has been talking about that this could be like a kind of dominoes, a set of dominoes trigger this Deutsche Bank. So I see this today. I'm like, great. And then, you know, the entire dog and pony show going on with all these terror attacks and then these refugee crisis, the elections, the building up of tensions between Russia and us and China, the South China Sea. Russia supposedly bombs one of our bases. Now, you know, this stuff's coming from people that have been trying to pick a fight with Russia for a long time. But this kind of all ties in together. When the money changers have some sort of issues, the war is always right on the heels of it, because that's how they mask monetary failures and Ponzi schemes and Babylonian money magic, you know, skullduggery is through wars. Something, they lose their shirts, things go bad, start a war. And so Deutsche Bank, you know, in big trouble. Germany locking up people for Facebook posts while their borders are hanging wide open to Africans and Arabs and everything else, Pakistanis, Afghanis. I mean, think about how backwards the Afghanis are, and you're going to let a bunch of these people in your country, and then you wonder why things go south. Or Somalians. You know, I spent time in Somalia. you don't even want to know how life is for these people. So I mean, it's very crazy. Let me cover this so in case I don't get to it. And I was thinking really heavy this week about how it almost seems like everything's falling into place to put Trump into power so he's selected. Okay. Now, there's some positives about Trump. I'm not going to lie. He's not like just all negative and he's not all bad. He's talking a great game. All right. Now, a couple of the big ones. He wants to really tweak this 501c3 church system. This has been released. To reinstitute Glass-Steagall, so the investment banks and the other financial institutions have to remain separated. You know, when they repealed Glass-Steagall, then the investment banks jump into the mortgage business and all this other crap, and you have this derivatives and all that garbage that happened post Glass-Steagall. And so that's part of the platform, from what I understand. I have not read it with my own eyes, but I'm seeing reports. And so, you know, being against the TPP, being for, you know, coal, being against the lunacy of the global warming scam. Now that we're going through some weather changes, but for you to try to tell me there's something that I'm doing that's causing the weather changes, I'm going to tell you you're crazy. And maybe you ought to take it up with the being that created the universe about our weather changes and quit telling me because I have a car that I'm causing it. Okay, you're trying to cripple the United States economy. While you're letting Mexico, China, and the rest of these people pollute the hell out of the planet. But see, it's Americans' fault, you see, because we have air conditioning and we drive cars. Even though China's plants are filthy, their electric plants, you know, the coal-fired plants, Mexico just, I mean, come on. If you've ever been to Mexico, you know their environment's in the crapper. But yet they need to cripple our economy even further by draconian regulations because, see, Americans are just these evil consumers and we're the ones contributing to the weather changes. It's not because of the times we're living in and all the other things and this crescendo that we're building up to. No, it's not that. It's not the creator that's in control of our weather. It's us. And our behavior. Yeah, they got these heaters going, these all the HARP and all the various heaters, the weather modification, the geoengineering, the polluting on purpose to destroy the environment. Oh, let me bring this up. The latest installment of new NWO Communism by the Back Door by Dennis Wise, Part 20. Everybody watch that. It came out about 4 or 5 days ago. I sent it around, and it covers all this, where Deborah Tavares is actually quoted. She's the one speaking in this clip quite a bit. They're trashing the environment on purpose in order to cause a crisis, and they already have the answer, folks. That's what it is, okay? They're doing it on purpose. Trashing the environment, screwing with the weather. So we're all thinking, oh, it's us. We're messing the place up because we drive cars. No. The sick, twisted, degenerate, pedophile, baby blood drinking weirdos that run this planet are the ones destroying the environment on purpose. And so, therefore, they've already got the answer, which is to make you live in about a 200-square-foot box and be on public transportation. You can't have a gun to defend yourselves, and the thugs of the streets will have their way with you. That's their nice, nasty, dystopian view, future vision for all of us. Let me get this. Back to what I was thinking about throughout the week. Trump being set to come in, the great savior, okay? And I know we're coming up on the break. Clash of civilizations, you know, Pike's vision, all these other thinkers, the clash of civilizations where you want to basically crush Islam and Christianity simultaneously, kind of bring in the Babylonian, Talmudic, Kabbalistic, Noahide, Luciferian world government system, Sanhedrin in Jerusalem decides all matters, you know, that system. Think about this. You flood so many people into Europe on purpose because, you know, I look at these people and I'm like, I've been digging into the Knights of Malta and the Jesuits even further, and I've got the sites pulled up, and I got some examples I'm going to read of some of these guys. But they want to bring in so many people to cause this chaos, and then they're gonna attack. I think Trump is being brought in to possibly attack not only the Middle East but Europe to be the great savior of Europe. With the American military in Germany and other places in Europe. But I'm going to explore this on the other side. We got a short segment coming up, and I'm going to finish this up.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Incendiary Radio. Now check this out. I was thinking about this week. We've still got a big military presence in Europe. Okay. Now, right now, the Bolshevik Democrats are really trying to provoke Russia, moving up these missiles onto their border, destabilizing the Ukraine. Oh, Victoria Nuland married into the Kagan, the Kagan first family of neoconservatism. Soros's money behind destabilizing Ukraine, now destabilizing America. Now, think about Trump as somebody on the world stage. He's already kind of, let's say, made overtures towards Putin. Him and Putin have a little detente going. Now, whether that's real or fake, who knows? But these two have already said exchange pleasantries. Putin wants the NATO missiles off his border. Trump's been really, really down on NATO. I don't like NATO. Okay, it's a Rothschild army. Did all the Gladio operations. Really bad bunch. So Trump's been critical of NATO as an unnecessary type of construct. You've got that three world wars vision. You've got that clash of civilizations vision. You got the vision to try to destroy Islam and Christianity, kind of similar. Simultaneously, what if it gets so bad in Europe and Trump is the president? I just want you guys to think about it. Could Trump be the guy to ride in to be the savior of Europe, the Western Europe, the great white leader that saves white European. Now, I'm saying this on a synthetic level. I'm not saying for real that this is, you know, something that, you know, I'm just saying as a stage production. I'm not saying, you know, there's not much that's real these days when you're looking at this theater that we call reality. But think about the optics here. Trump comes in, law and order guy here, very says Europe doesn't look like it used to. It's all messed up. Who's to say that the U.S. military doesn't go in and occupy Europe once again, a Marshall Plan Part 2? I'm just putting it out there for the listeners because I'm starting to get this kind of vision where the sickos want to take this thing. And so to push Europe to the very edge, and then here comes the savior figure, and it could be a Trump. And the way that the things are going for the Democrats right now, Hillary with her demonic, epileptic kind of, talking about the what kind of tea that was, chai tea. You got to watch that clip, folks, where Hillary goes into a straight seizure or whatever it was. It's all over internet. But and Wasserman Schultz, and now the WikiLeaks drops the bomb on the DNC, this Tim Kaine guy, all the kind of weird stuff on him. It just seems like it's almost like the Democrats right now at this point in time, we'll see what the convention looks like, but they're going to have Mike Brown's mom, Black Lives Matter, Mike Brown from Ferguson's mom, the lady that attacked Mike Brown's grandmother over T-shirts. She's going to speak at the Democratic convention. And I think they're trying to basically exclude white males from the convention. I mean, it's almost like they're trying to lose this thing to Trump now. I don't know if the order's been given or whether these people are just that mentally ill. I haven't figured it out yet, but I think at this point, if the election was right now, Trump would it would be a landslide, just like Reagan. And I've been saying the parallels with Trump and Reagan, and going back to that Alex Jones interview with Trump. But Trump said Reagan's his favorite guy, and Alex was like, I agree, even though Reagan was scum. Talked a good game, but when you look at the fruits, terrible. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all-natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high-quality, all-natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined, natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Hope you're liking the program, folks. Now for a little comedy. This is over on tarply.net. Now, anybody that follows me on Twitter knows I'm constantly trolling this kind of little Bolshevik weasel, Tarply. Now, he's good on some things, man. The guy's brilliant, but I mean, he's trying to act like Trump is Hitler and or Mussolini or something. Listen to this. In enraged, red-faced, and apoplectic diatribe, Trump stakes claim for authoritarian dictatorship in the United States based on white identity. This is Tarpley. I am your voice, intones blue-collar billionaire, posing as defender of little people, but forgetting his savage perversion of eminent domain. Trump boasts of magical powers to end violent crime. Underlying theme is triumph of the will. with Trump as sole Nixonian law and order enforcer who can overcome crisis by force of his personality. I alone can fix this fear and loathing of Hillary Clinton. No intelligible economic program. Concrete protectionist plan. And so Tarpley's like this guy. He's a left intellectual, and he's very smart, but he's very twisted. He was just trying to say what a great guy FDR was earlier on Twitter, and I had to thrash him, and a bunch of people retweeted it. So let's do this. Mike Pence, okay? I watched his speech, okay? Now, Mr. Producer, let's get clip 23 ready. Now, his speech was probably 45 minutes long, but I got to the meat of it where everybody, if you haven't heard it, let's play clip 23, Mr. Producer.
And if the world knows nothing else, it will know this. America stands with Israel.
The good old USA. Okay.
You know, if you looked at the calendar,
stop it there. Now, I got Noah Hyde news pulled up. This is for July 15th. Mike Pence, Noah Hyde, good for Sanhedrin Jews, okay? Folks, make no mistake about this Noah Hyde, Mike Pence, about who this Noah Hyde, Mike Pence, will serve. He is a hardcore evangelical proselyte of Mystery Babylon and the Babylonian Talmud who will seek to attack Iran as according to the fables of the Jews for their coming war to reveal their false Christ, Moshiach, the son of perdition, to be revealed. Now, during visit to Israel, Indiana governor refuses Abbas dinner invitation. That was back from 2014. Republican Indiana Governor Mike Pence spent Christmas with his family in Israel, part of a 9-day trip that includes a 3-day jobs mission to meet with government and business leaders to discuss expanding economic ties between Indiana and the Jewish state. According to a Facebook post by Caroline Glick, and if you look her up, boy, she's been senior contributing editor of the Jerusalem Post. As a visiting dignitary, Pence and his family were invited to PLO chief Mahmoud Abbas's annual Christmas dinner, where he was notified that a car would be sent to fetch him to Abbas's office for an unscheduled and unsolicited meeting at 10:45 p.m. Governor Pence, in his inimitable wisdom, politely and firmly declined the summons. Pence's support for Israel's not new. During his tenure as congressman representing Indiana's 2nd and 6th districts, Pence was regarded as one of Israel's staunchest supporters. His support for Israel and the safety and security of her people is genuine, not politically motivated in the least, said Protect Our Heritage's PAC co-chair Peggy Shapiro. I have always been impressed with his knowledge of the region and the threats against Israel's existence. He is truly a genuine friend of the Jewish people. In 2010, then-Congressman Pence revealed his disgust with the way Obama administration was treating the Jewish state. Yeah, the most massive military spending packages ever, and he's disgusted with the way Obama is treating the Jewish state. As reported in The Hill, he told the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN, Pat Robertson, "I believe the Obama administration is the most anti-Israel administration in the modern history of the state of Israel and our relationship with her. Israel is our most cherished ally. The American people support Israel's right to self-defense, to mow the lawn in Palestine." Yeah. "The American people support the Jewish state of Israel, and the American people expect the American president to unambiguously do the same." He added, "I'll be honest with you, I never thought I'd live to see the day that an American administration would denounce the Jewish state of Israel for rebuilding Jerusalem." Well, as we all know, it's much more complicated than that. Let me go through my notes that I read some weeks ago. Phases of the Greater Israel Project, and I kind of just notated these on my own. I didn't copy these from anywhere. I kind of just thought about it. The first thing, flood Palestine with Jewish immigrants, displacing and ethnically cleansing the population. You know, post-World War II. The Holocaust narrative, oh gosh, they had carte blanche. Think about it. UN recognized them. Two, weaken the surrounding regimes and overthrow their leaders if necessary. Break them into pieces. That's what you're witnessing now. Iraq, Syria, so forth, Egypt, Lebanon, you see? Jordan is starting to come under some, you know, they're pretty safe because they're cucked out completely damn near. But watch for Jordan. Watch for some things to happen there, too. Number three, create chaos in the region. Then you have the refugee exodus, okay? Now, you're clearing the land, okay? These refugees, they're making a move all over the place. But at the same time, their agents within, let's just say, the Takfiri Wahhabi world, it's also a stealth demographic jihad into the white countries of Europe, America, Canada, Australia, so forth. So that's a twofold one. Get rid of the refugees. Get them out of the land because you want to eventually expand there. Number two, stealth demographic jihad. Do your white genocide. Your most formidable foe, who all your rabbis have talked about, blah, blah, blah. Number four, expand Israel. The Yanon Dayan dream. Moshe Dayan, Oded Yanon, greater Israel. From the Nile to the Euphrates. And then number five, here's what we're watching now in France and other places. Move the lesser brethren back. Make them do their aliyah by fear. You do attacks wherever there's large numbers of Jews, like we saw in the 1950s in Iraq. Wherever there's large amounts of Jews, start doing some synthetic attacks. Guess what? You're going to eventually going to say, I can't live here anymore. I got to make aliyah. I got to go back to Israel. That's your 5-point Greater Israel plan. Just in my notes. All right. So Mike Pence, we've covered him. All right, let's go through some of the. Oh, I wanted to cover this before I miss it. This was from last week, and this had to do with the Turkish coup. But I think some good points are made here by Dave Acton. So, Mr. Producer, if you could get clip 7 ready, because what he's talking about is this little coup. Now, whether it was CIA induced and they were going to put Mr. Gulen in, or whether it was a false flag, Erdogan planned on himself. We could argue about that all day. They're arguing over at VT about it right now. That's not the most important thing here. The most important thing here is to get a coup into the zeitgeist, into the minds of the sheeple. Coup, you see? And go ahead and play clip 7.
Hey everybody, Dave Acton checking in. While we are going through the after-action report on the hoax coup in Turkey, developing our improvement plan, we like to do this on behalf of the planners, the controllers, see what the man on the street really thinks. Remember, this is all hypothetical, theoretical, psychological paintball, so you don't have to put my name on any assassination list because we know nothing's going to happen and we're just flapping our gums on this channel. But it's fun. So the coup was obviously staged. This gentleman here, Gulen, he's a former prime minister of Turkey. He retired to Pennsylvania. He basically blows the whistle that the whole thing was staged. It was just an excuse to round up to 6,000 people that will probably be hung or shot in the back of the head, which is exactly what they're going to do to the United States when they stage our fake military coup. They're going to round up all the disloyal people, including in Turkey, 2,700 judges. Wow. Poor guys. I guess you're going to be in your black robe splattered with blood. That's too bad. Do they have FEMA camps in Turkey? What do they call their camps? Do they call it Turkey camps? I don't know. So the whole thing was staged, and this is a prototype. It's a test market to see how well it'll work in the United States. We'll have a fake coup. We'll round up 10,000 people, set them to a FEMA camp. Patriots and everything will be lumped in there. Disloyal Americans. And we'll have worldwide attention, and everybody will say, oh, this is just like Turkey. It's just like what happened in Turkey. Got to round these disloyal people up. So if you're one of the people who's rounded up, you lose.
All right, you can stop it there, Mr. Producer. All right, so that could cut a couple ways, depending on who they decide to put in. Trump, look, Sean King, the little confused, mostly white kid from Black Lives Matter that poses as a black guy, writes for the New York Daily News now, one of their darlings. And then now the LA Times, they both said, and you see this floating around out here already, is if Trump gets in, there's going to be a coup on Trump. That's a possibility that somebody will try it. But think about if Hillary gets in and they decide to go with her. And the neocon, Zio, right-wing kind of General Boykin type, you know, that world, the kind of Christian evangelical Pentagon, spec ops, Eric Prince, Blackwater Knights of Malta guy, XE Academy, whatever they're called now. They got to change their name due to scandals constantly. But think about a coup on Hillary. And if Hillary's the Erdogan figure, who would get screwed in that one? Well, that would be yours truly and everybody in our world, RBN and, you know, so forth and so on. Now, if it was Trump, you don't know if Trump's a sleeper. I'm out to lunch on Trump. It's a tough one. He's got a lot of goofballs surrounding him, and there's a lot of scumbags that have infiltrated into the scene, and there's so many weird things with this Republican Trump kind of thing right now. It's so hard to call. But if Trump gets in and then there's some sort of a fake coup on him, I mean, think about this. If Trump gets in, Pence is like straight out of Cornerstone Church, John Hagee, Pat Robertsonville. I mean, I think they would love to, because Trump is unknown enough to some of these characters, or the whole thing is the biggest reverse psychological warfare operation that's ever been attempted, the way everybody hates this guy. Pence, gosh, the Zios would love to just get Trump out of the way. Well, I mean, what if Trump just decides, hey, I'm going to go into hiding, or, you know, play dead, or get some surgery, or who knows what? It's hard to say. But Pence, gosh, this guy's a real kind of, you know, evangelical Christian Zionist world type guy, and darling of the televangelist types. And so I don't know if that was such a good move for Trump. Now, David Duke, Dr. Duke, is jumping into the U.S. Senate race for the state of Louisiana. And I've got a clip where Chuck Todd of NBC, as soon as, you know, he's interviewing Trump, and Trump gets very, let's just say, perturbed and uncomfortable, and you know, you can tell he gets really mad. And I'm going to play that when we get back from the break, because we're coming up on the break. But so Dr. Duke's getting in the race for Senate. Now, the entire Republican RNC establishment, I mean, they're just like acting like Duke is the Antichrist. And it's unthinkable. That the party is going to give him any kind of support, et cetera, et cetera. Now, you know, they'll give former Black Panthers support over on the Democratic side of the House. They'll give Senator Robert Byrd, who was a high-level Klan man for decades. He was Senate Majority Leader, and he got all these eulogies by all these black people. I mean, this is the double standard in the sick, twisted Bolshevik Democratic world, where you can be a high-level Klansman, but as long as you, towards the end of your life, you go full-blown retard commie, hey, no big deal. We'll go to your funeral and act like you was a nice guy. He was Hillary's mentor. But if you're on the right and you stick to any kind of decent principles, man, that Klan thing's going to stick with you your whole life, like it does with Duke. I mean, it's all still XKKK. It's all over the place. And so the double standard's really disgusting. Black power type people can get into politics. Jewish supremacists, people that run their mouth about everything. But if you're white, you ever stuck up for white people, man, and you're on the right side of the house, they're never going to let you forget it. See you guys on the other side of the break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
CineryRadio@gmail.com if you ever want to hit me up. That's my contact info. Let's play the Trump Chuck Todd, where Chuck Todd from NBC tries to grill Trump on Duke getting in the race and basically saying that, you know, he was the guy with the America First thing a long time ago, et cetera, et cetera. So, Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 15. Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Just let me know when you got it. But anyway, there we go. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Claiming your agenda for his own, or essentially saying, glad that you spoke out.
Are you ready before you ask the question?
Newt Gingrich said, every Republican should repudiate this guy, no matter what it takes.
And I do. Are you ready?
Would you support a Democrat over David Duke, if it was what was necessary to defeat him?
I guess, depending on who, the Democrat, but the answer would be yes. Look, the answer is, as quick as you can say it. In fact, I want to answer you before you
totally
even ask the question. Because last time, with another person in your position, I did it very quickly, and they said he didn't do it fast enough. Right. Rebuked. Is that okay? Rebuked.
Rebuked.
Done.
Done.
All right, so you get the gist of it. Trump, he's not very good at defending himself when it comes to when they try to grill him about Duke. And so I just think it's funny, and I wanted to play it, but it's quite silly. If we got a minute, I wanted to get this one in here too. John Perkins, this is about a minute and a half, about this is how corporations like these big conglomerates operate in the world. And this is Economic Hitman. Go ahead and play clip 14, Mr. Producer. Okay.
We economic hitmen have managed to create the world's first truly global empire, and it's basically a secret empire. We do it many ways, but principally, we identify a country that has resources our corporations covet, like oil, arrange a huge loan to that country from the World Bank or one of its sisters. The money never actually goes to the country. It goes to our own corporations to build big infrastructure projects in that country that help a few very wealthy people, but don't benefit the majority of the people who are too poor to buy electricity or have cars to drive on the highways, and yet they're left holding a huge debt that they can't repay. So we go back at some point and say, you know, you can't pay your debts. Give us a pound of flesh. Sell your oil real cheap to our oil companies. Vote with us on the next critical UN vote. Allow us to build a military base in your backyard. Something along these lines. And when we fail, the jackals go in and either overthrow or assassinate these leaders. And if the jackals fail, as they did in Iraq, then we send in the military. I don't think the failure is capitalism.
That's basically right there the explanation of how this thing works. You know, in about a minute. You want something that somebody else has got? Oh, here's the music. We'll cover this on the other side, top of the third hour coming up.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.